This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Donald Trump, the president-elect, he's been busy this week making selections to his cabinet and to some of his top advisor positions. Republicans, meanwhile, within the last 24 hours or so, one more race has been called in their favor, and it guarantees them control of the House of Representatives for at least the next 2 years. Texans, meanwhile, have mostly missed out on some of the high-profile positions in D.C. John Cornyn finished second in the race for Senate Majority Leader. Ken Paxton, not that some people had thought he might be a pick for Attorney General.
Yeah, he said he wasn't, but believe me, he wanted that job.
Sure he did. Trump did select former North Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to head the CIA, though. Let's break it all down now and bring in Blake Berman, the moderator of The Hill, chief Washington correspondent for News Nation. Blake, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You had me laughing there because what state attorney general wouldn't want the big AG job, right?
Exactly.
Right. Let's start with Ratcliffe, though. What can you tell us about him and his qualifications to lead the CIA?
Well, he was in the first Trump administration, and that's one of the interesting things when you consider Donald Trump and the presidency and who he's surrounding himself and what might he do, what might not he do, all the intrigue, right? Donald Trump's already been president of the United States, so he's given us a pretty good roadmap of who he surrounds himself with, how he thinks, the kind of decisions he makes, so on and so forth. And, you know, Ratcliffe, former congressman, was at one point the director of national intelligence, and now Trump's nomination to lead the CIA. There probably won't be little to no resistance there, I would think, from Senate Republicans. And it's interesting to see where Trump has gone, because the first batch of selections or the first few days here have been on the national security front for the most part, right? Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, CIA, Director of National Intelligence, the National Security Advisor, Michael Waltz. So that's where Donald Trump has made his first selections. There's still lots of big ones to go. I mean, the economic team has yet to be built out or announced, and then many other high-profile cabinet positions as well.
You kind of touched on it about loyalty, and that leads me to Matt Gaetz here, Attorney General. This has a lot of eyebrows raised. Why do you think he made this selection? Is there something more to it, or does he just want that loyalty?
So let's separate the two for a second. Take Matt Gaetz out of the equation, and let's talk about quote-unquote loyalty. Every president who wins the presidency surrounds themselves with loyalists, right? Like, it's their cabinet. Whether you like that Donald Trump won or not, whether you like that Barack Obama won or not, or Joe Biden won or not, they surround themselves with folks who think like them, who will carry out the agenda that they want to be carried out. And if you think that's a great thing at the time, you go, rah, rah, yay, that's a great thing. And if you think that's an awful thing at the time, you say, oh my gosh, how about that selection, right? So it's just, you know, this narrative and this conversation about loyalists, I would just note, that's what presidents do. They fill out their cabinet by and large with folks who think like them and who are from their party. I mean, you know, Kamala Harris, when she was running, you know, made this pitch, I'm going to put a Republican in the cabinet, and think about all the headlines that garnered. It garnered headlines because it would have been unusual, right? So this concept of loyalty is not an unusual thing, whether you love Donald Trump or whether you hate Donald Trump. So that's that's on loyalty. On Matt Gaetz, I mean, look, one of the questions going forward is, will he be able to be Senate confirmed? Senator, Republicans right now have 52 seats. The Pennsylvania seat, Dave McCormick, who leads right now, it's going to a recount in that state. It looks really good for him. He was at orientation, though it's not official at this point in time. I guess really nothing's official until they all get sworn in on January 3rd. But for Gaetz, you know, will he be able to withstand a Senate confirmation? It would be an absolute circus if it happens. And there's already some Senate Republicans who have voiced skepticism, to put it mildly, at what that would look like.
Could Trump be throwing him out there as kind of a sacrificial lamb to take attention away, to, in hopes that maybe all the focus will be on Matt Gaetz and then all his other picks can slide through unnoticed?
You know, I had John Spicer on my show last night, The Hill on News Nation, which is 5 o'clock your time. You guys know Sean. He was the first press secretary for Donald Trump. He's a News Nation contributor as well. And Sean said to me last night, Pete Hegseth for Department of Defense, right? If you think that caught you by surprise, Sean said, quote unquote, buckle up. And
that's
so
good.
I don't think this is the beginning of the end for lightning rod or controversial picks. Donald Trump, I believe, has made like 9 out of the 25 cabinet selections, or somewhere in that area. He's got a long way to go. And this very well could just be the beginning.
Wow. All right. Hey, Blake.
Buckle up.
Great insight. I know. Like I said, we've been ready. Blake Berman, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Blake is moderator of The Hill and chief Washington correspondent for News Nation with us here on KRLD.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.